The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help navigate that daily highway of life. We hope to educate you and motivate you to take action so that you can have a sunshine day. My name's Art Silva, and I'm with Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, a United Way partner agency. And we're going to talk today. We got a little special show for you. We want you to get real close to your radio or your computer or whatever you're listening to us onto, because we're going to talk to you right from the heart today on how you can help yourself. And with that, I have two special guests with us from Family Services, and that's our outpatient department at Boys and Girls Home, a very, very, very valuable agency. And I want to tell you today how we can help you and how you can help yourself. So with that, let me introduce my special guests. I have Rosie Strunk and Christy Spicer, both clinical therapists with Family Services. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
Well, and the world out there.
Yeah, I know. It's great. I'll tell you, and the whole world. This is 50,000 watch this station, so we're just pumping it out all over the place. But I'm glad to have you, ladies. I have so much respect for what you do and how you do it. So I thought it'd be great for Family Services as we try to let people know out there that we're here and we're offering services and we have two wonderful people. So with that, let's start with your backgrounds. How about you, Rosie?
Well, I'm Rosie Strunk, and I've been at Family Services for a long time. I think I'm the senior citizen of the group for about 40. I think I'm going on my 46 years
now. Well, God bless you. That's fabulous.
Yeah. And so I've been in the field for obviously that long. Worked with children initially in the field in the residential program, and then moved into the outpatient mental health clinic as Family Services.
Well, that sounds great. And I got to tell you, Rosie, you've left a mark in this agency. Glad you're here, and I hope you never retire.
Well, I don't know where that's going to come from.
Well, I tell you, we love you, and you do a great job. Christy, let's tell a little bit about yourself, please.
Yeah, so I've been at Family Services for almost 10 years. I think I'm coming up on 10 years. It's hard to
imagine. Where did the time go?
That it's been that long. Prior to that, I worked in with adolescents with substance abuse issues. Before that, was in residential programming for a few years. Have some experience working with folks with developmental and severe and persistent mental health issues, and also did some work with HHS back way long time ago, not at the department, but doing some work in conjunction with them. So,
well, we certainly have two well-qualified people, and you can see from their tenure, they've been doing this for a while, and we're so fortunate to have them at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. So with that, let's talk about your roles. What do you do at Family Services? Rosie?
Well, I'm a clinical therapist, and so I see children from the ages of probably the youngest that I see would probably be 8, 9, or 10, and then on up to adults. And so I work in a lot of variety of issues that individuals bring to the agency. And then I also have somewhat of a specialty in working with children who have problematic sexual behavior, which seems to be surfacing a lot more as time goes on.
Well, I tell you, that's a field that takes an awful lot of patience. And your experience with this, I'll tell you, you must be in high demand by a lot of folks, because Rosie, I know you do a great job. And you cover the gamut from 8 years old up to adults. So that's a pretty big spectrum.
That's a pretty big spectrum, and there's a lot of variety of issues and concerns that people bring to the office when they walk in the door.
Thank you, Rosie. Christy?
Yeah, so also a clinical therapist at Family Services. I work with kids as young as 3. I am a registered play therapist, so use play therapy in the work that I do. So kids as young as 3, adolescents, young adults, adults, and then also those who I like to say have retired Other people have other words for them, but that's, I just think that it's cool to recognize that that's where they're at in their stage of life. So all those age groups. Another thing that I do is I work with the Early Head Start and Head Start programs with Community Action Agency of Siouxland and provide mental health consultation to those programs, which is really important for that those age groups that they serve as well.
So you can see how you reach out and you reach out to other agencies and collaborate with them to help. This is a great example of working together in the community to share resources. So I got to tell you, when you come into your office, and you have a gamut, you run the spectrum also, just like Rosie, 3 years old and play therapy.
Yeah.
There's a lot we can learn, you know, from our therapists and what they do and how they're trained and how valuable their education has been. 3 years old and trying to relate with a child is something. And Rosie, you've been around. You've seen it all. I bet you say you've seen it all.
Well, I haven't seen the 3 year olds.
Okay, not yet.
My specialty, but I've seen a lot in through the years of time of working with people. You know, and the other part that I do is I work a lot with juvenile court services with some of the children that are in the system, as they say, and have done something illegal. So.
Gotcha. Well, that's great. Hey, I'm Art Silver, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well, right here in 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Let's talk about, I'm so glad to have you ladies here. Let's talk about Boys and Girls Home Family Services and at Family Services. How does that work? Why should someone give Family Services a call? How does that work? Christy?
Yeah, so I think anytime somebody is looking to maybe get a different perspective on things that are happening in their life or are going through something significant, or it could even just be everyday life and feel like they could use a little bit additional support and help in knowing how to manage those situations, I think that those are really great reasons to reach out to Family Services.
Okay, Rosie, let me ask you, when should they reach out?
Well, I'm going to add a little bit to the why, because sometimes people have trauma in their lives and there's events that are happening that have made changes in their lives. And sometimes people, things are just kind of off. And so that can be a reason why they also seek out services. As to when, I mentioned a little bit about trauma, crisis. People have crises that are happening. They might be going through some relationship issues, challenges with their behaviors. Finding out that they're having different moods that are happening and they're just not really understanding why that is. Sometimes people have folks around them who are saying, you know, you're crying a lot and what's that about kind of thing. And so they might get nudged by someone else. But I think it's about looking at how they can help their quality of life that they might be going through at the time. And there's a lot of different things that might be happening for them in addition to feeling depressed, anxiety, a lot of different pieces to that as to when they might reach out.
You know, everybody, you can be rolling along, having a great day, but you can have so many things going on in the background that keep you from being your best. Do you want to just get by, or do you want to be at your best? Mm-hmm. And I think if you ask yourself that question, you always want to go for the optimum. Go out and get some help and talk to somebody. You know, there's always was a stigma associated with going and talking with a therapist. Now I think it's just flipped right around. People are talking openly about talking and getting some help and just working mm-hmm. things out with their therapist. So with that, what obstacles keep people from seeing a therapist? What holds them back, Christy?
Yeah, I think time. Sometimes people don't know, how am I going to fit this into my daily life? We all have schedules and things that we have to keep. So I think time can be something. I think people worry about money and their insurance and what's it going to cover, what's it not going to cover. I think that can be a big barrier for people. And I do think another obstacle is people just being worried, like you had kind of said, about stigma, or how is this therapist, what are they going to think about the things that I'm thinking about? Are they going to judge me? All of that kind of stuff. And I just want to assure people that, especially with, you know, what are we going to think? We're going to think it's great that you're in our office and be, you know, glad that you took those steps and that you didn't wait any longer, because most people think about it before they make that phone call to get in. But we're just happy to have you there and are looking forward to try to help.
Okay. Let me ask both of you, in general, what are you seeing, what are you treating right now? Is types of depression, anxiety across the board? Because I think societal pressures can bring up certain issues at times with people. So just across the board and in general, what are you dealing with right now with your clients? Rosie?
Well, lots of what I'm experiencing, and right now I'm having a lot of teenagers, is they're experiencing a lot of stuff that's related to the social media in the sense of cyberbullying, being put down, being pulled into conversations that are creating concerns for them. There's also a lot of things out there on the internet that kids are exploring, and they're being confused about what they're seeing in respects to, you know, kind of sexual kinds of things, and they're trying to kind of figure out stuff. The other thing that I'm also experiencing is feeling just overwhelmed, stressed, depressed, anxious about things, trying to kind of manage daily, like, life circumstances, and trying to get a better feel of how I can cope with just daily life stresses in addition to, you know, bigger stresses in their life. Sometimes there is work relation types of stuff. And then, you know, also with trauma, we've been experiencing a number of traumatic circumstances that children have been gone through or have been experiencing. And so, and trauma is different for different people, you know, in a sense. You know, somebody's dog passing away might be very traumatic for a little person, and somebody else might have getting into a car accident or being abused. And so trauma is different for different people. And so that's the other thing that I think we experience a lot.
Christy?
Yeah, I'm a lot of what Rosie said, I think, is absolutely what I'm seeing as well. I think I would add just a lot of overwhelm, whether it's social media, whether it's job, whether it's whatever it is that's going on that they are kind of plugged into, just feeling overwhelmed and uncertain, which, you know, it comes down to kind of some anxiety and some depression for them for sure. But a lot of overwhelm and just being unsure what to do and how to handle things that are coming up.
You know, that's the word, overwhelmed. And I think we can all apply that to our lives. It just gets so much so fast. And then at a younger age or other issues that could keep you from handling that so well, you go and get some help. But overwhelmed mm-hmm. is the word. I think all of us out there can look at mm-hmm. any given day and say, I was just overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And if it happens consistently, you got a problem. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're coming up on our break right now, so go grab another cup of coffee and continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Oh, I forgot to take the garbage out again. My team came home who knows when last night. That guy just cut me off. My boss totally doesn't get what I'm trying to do for his company. When will I enjoy life again? Will I ever catch up? I really should visit my parents soon before it's too late.
Why is this guy in front of me stopping at a green light? Go!
It's time for a checkup from the neck up to put yourself in a better state of mind. Sometimes it all seems to be coming at us pretty fast. Our instinct is to conquer our issues before we enjoy our actual life. It seems we just can't get caught up. That's when stress and anxiety absorb everything. Family Services, Inc. is here to get you back to enjoying your life. A call to Family Services will put you on a direct path to more happiness and inner peace. It's time you appreciate the things that matter most. Let the sun heat your back and enjoy the day and laugh with guiltless, stress-free joy. Call Family Services today at 293-4900. That's 293-4900.
I feel good.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Rosie Strunk and Christy Spicer from Family Services. And we're talking about therapy and why and how and what and have you considered it and what's going on. So in that whole world that we really don't talk a lot about. So we're lucky to have him here today. Before our break, we were talking about, and the word is, I like the word overwhelmed, because I think that's applicable to anybody on any given day. You just get up and you're overwhelmed. Christy, you want to continue on that theme?
Yeah, so I think, you know, people might recognize that they're feeling overwhelmed, but sometimes people don't always recognize how they're feeling, but they start to notice how they're acting different. And I think when I think about kids and even teenagers, when they get overwhelmed, a lot of them can go into kind of shutdown. And so parents might say they're not doing the things that they're supposed to be doing. And parents are kind of getting frustrated. They're not doing schoolwork, or they're not taking care of their responsibilities at home or with other areas of their life. And so parents are thinking it's defiance or it's lack of compliance. They're just not doing what they need to do. But sometimes they really are feeling that overwhelmed feeling. And I think on the flip side, we can also sometimes see people kind of like never slowing down and always going, going, going. And that also isn't sustainable for most people to have that really intense way that they're doing things. Because then you have people in your life saying, wait, can you just stop? Can you just stop and like really talk to me or slow down? So I think that's another way to see it too. So either they're not getting stuff done, or it's like they're just always moving.
Well, you know, when people, what are the options they have now out there? If they don't want to come in and talk to a therapist face-to-face, they have telehealth. And I have mixed feelings on telehealth because I know how special you ladies are, and I don't know what could take over a face-to-face. But that's just me. Other people, for different reasons, use telehealth. Do you want to talk about the pros and cons of telehealth, Rosie?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think as you're talking about using telehealth, different therapists have their own view on telehealth and how to manage that. But I think in regards to some of the pros, it can be easily accessible. It can sometimes reduce the stigma because they're not coming into an office and being labeled or judged or whatever that might be. It can help with travel and decrease having to travel. Scheduling can be a whole lot different. Sometimes in the rural areas, you don't have a lot of therapists out there. And so telehealth can be helpful with that type of a circumstance. It also, a person can have a range of different therapists, because I guess there's lots of people who are doing telehealth now, particularly since COVID moved that forward in a sense. And so it can be more convenient for people. Some of the challenges, and Christy can maybe talk about this too, when you're doing telehealth sometimes with children, they can shut you off because you're like a TV. So goodbye, we're done.
Change the channel here.
Change the channel kind of stuff. And so that's okay. Sometimes you aren't able to see some of the nuances that happen where you're noticing facial changes and body movements and body cues and stuff, because that really gives us information as to what might be going on internally that we're not maybe seeing. Sometimes it's harder to develop a rapport. If you're starting out with telehealth, it's hard to develop a rapport with a person. And so that can be of a challenge. It can be easier for distraction. You know, kids can get distracted. Adults can get distracted. Confidentiality. You know, that's been one of the things that has also been a concern. You know, confidentiality, somebody walking into the room when you're having some types of, you know, serious discussion about something. And then, you know, sometimes some issues are just not, telehealth is maybe not the best approach to use. And the first thing I think about is trauma. I think trauma might be one of those challenging issues that a person might be dealing with over telehealth. So, Christy, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all that you have said, and I do think that there can be a challenge of, you know, making those good connections. I also think that some folks that I meet with sometimes feel kind of grounded by coming into my space, and I know other therapists have other clients that would say that too, or being able to sit in the room with your therapist feels really different, and so I think that you miss out on that kind of stuff. I think, you know, a pro that I think, too, is I see some teenagers and some kids feeling really, really comfortable even saying more via their device as compared to being in my office.
Yeah,
it feels
true.
A little less intense for them. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that there are some folks that knowing them that it works really well for. So I think that is a part of it, too. I do think it's a. It really almost feels like a personal preference at this point because there's so much access to it.
Yeah.
And I think it's another option for people for whatever their reasons might be to connect with a therapist that way.
Well, I really like the rural answer, because that is a problem trying to get out to the rural community. But yeah, it does give you access to care, and that's a good plus. And I think it's just it has a place, but it's just where it fits in with the whole overall schedule. What did you do? Tell me about setting up the a recipe for a successful first appointment with a therapist, Rosie.
For a client or for the therapist?
For a client.
Okay, good. Hey,
what's the recipe for a good?
Well, when you, my first thing is that you're coming into someone who you don't know, and so that can be a challenge for anybody. But the other beauty of that is that this person isn't going to judge you. They're there to be helpful to you, and so part of the recipe to that would be coming in and being prepared to talk about what your symptoms are, what your concerns are, what you're dealing with in your life as honestly as you can. And I know that trust takes some time before that person can be honest about things. But part of our role as therapists is to assess maybe what's going on. And we may hear things a little differently, and all of a sudden we're plugging in some key points that a person might go, oh, I hadn't thought about that. So when you are approaching your first appointment, to think about, I need to be open and honest and share what is happening for me so I can get the best help that I can get.
Christy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think all those are great. I think the more you can come in just ready to talk, whatever that might be about. I think one of the questions that we oftentimes will ask is, you know, what is your goal, or what would you like to see be better or different for you? And so, not that you have to have an answer for that, but just know that that's a question that's going to be asked. And so if you're a person who maybe that's helpful for you to think about, because even being able to share that at the beginning, kind of the why are you here, if you talk about what your end hope is, that gives us a place to start. I think being able to come with some sort of place to start, that's really all that we need from an individual, being willing to come in with a place to start.
You know, that's kind of like all the way back to the beginning. And I think you both are skilled and trained to be able to pull those out, get people to answer the questions, identify what some of the issues are, and just build upon it. So when you get down to the individuals kind of putting their own plan together, coming up with their own realization, here's what I got to deal with, here's the real problem that I'm going to start working on. And you're so valuable being able to help identify that and put in place the process to let this come out naturally. Because I think that has to be the start of the healing process. And I want to stress the word healing. You know, people walk out of our offices, and when I look at people leaving, I just kind of say to myself, I know they got that serenity. I know they got that peace of mind right now. But whatever happened over the last hour here, I know it was good. And you watch people walking out, you know, you can't put it, but I just don't know what happened in there, but I know it was good. I know it was good, and I see people coming. So I really want to get to our audience today and have them really consider setting up a first appointment with a therapist. Give us a call at Family Services. I want you to think about the word overwhelmed, not just for yourself, but also for family members and friends and that you may see out there that you're working with. And you can use the word, you looked a little overwhelmed. And overwhelmed can be a temporary thing. We don't want overwhelmed to be a permanent thing. And you ladies do a great, great job on that. Family Services is a wonderful organization. When I came on the Boys and Girls Home, I thought about changing the name to the agency to Family Services, because that's what we do. We cover the whole gamut. But then Boys and Girls Home has so much value to the name that we thought, with a residential facility being built now, it'd be right across the street from your offices, right across the parking lot. Forget the street. Right across the parking lot from your offices. It's going to be a great, great synergy there of people working together on the Jenny Peterson Behavioral Health Campus to try to bring your mental health environment and awareness of your mental health and work at a max. Don't settle for how overwhelmed can win the game. Get in there, go for the best, look to thrive. Come talk to one of our therapists at Family Services. You just heard two of them, Rosie and Christy. I want to thank you for your expertise, sharing it with us today. You do a great job. I go by that play therapy room sometimes, and when you're not in there, and I look at the stuff, and I'm just amazed how you use that to get little ones to talk. Folks, we got some great stuff out here. Please use us. Family Services, 293-4700. Give us a call. We'll get you connected up. Come see. Come talk. Don't be overwhelmed. So with that, I want to thank you two ladies again for coming on and sharing your expertise. I want to thank our listening audience. Go out and have a great day. And your homework this week is to go out and have a great laugh. So may the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.